Here's a thought I'll title, Focal Lengths That Fit Our Vision. One of the first lessons I was taught in photography was about focal lengths and lenses. And with 35mm cameras, I was taught that a 50mm lens is the equivalent of human vision. And so that's the lens we start with. At least that's the lens most of us start with. Curiously enough, the second lens that I bought was a 28mm wide angle, because that's what I was told was the next necessary lens. Fast forward a couple of decades of experience in photography, and eventually I learned that that's not how I see. I don't tend to naturally see in wide angle. I don't even tend very often to naturally see with normal human focal length, 50mm on a 35mm camera. Then instead, I tend to see a little longer than that. My normal lens these days on my Micro Four Thirds camera is my 50-200, which of course is the equivalent of 100-400. But even that leaves me sometimes wishing for a little more. So I recently purchased the 100-400mm lens. For my Micro Four Thirds, that's the equivalent of 200-800. This trip is my first experiment using this lens. So far, it's been an amazing addition to my kit. And as some of you no doubt know, for a long time now, I've been an advocate of a two-camera strategy. That is to say, I have two identical camera bodies that I keep different lenses on so that I don't have to swap lenses in the field and get dust in my camera and all that stuff. So I have one camera with the 50-200mm lens on, and the second camera has the 100-400mm lens. But recently I bought a pocketable camera that's smaller, lighter weight, not quite the same features as my two main cameras, but it makes amazingly good pictures. I've been very pleased with it as a tote-in-my-pocket camera. Well, that gives me a third camera. So today, for the first time, I'm using a three-camera strategy. And on that third pocketable camera, I've taken off its normal lens and replaced it with the 12-60mm lens that's supposedly the normal/wide-angle version. It'll be interesting to see if I ever use that camera during my photographic outings on this trip to the West Coast. I'll probably have a better feel for that by the end of the day, because today is the first full day of photography on the trip, and I have all three cameras loaded up, batteries charged, ready to go, and I'm going to be fascinated to find out what my natural vision sees, particularly now that I have the extended ultra-long focal length 100-400mm lens that will give me, if I need it, the equivalent of an 800mm reach in full frame. Of course, up here in northern Minnesota, there's lots of lakes, lots of water, lots of botanicals, lots of forests. I have a feeling that ultra-long lens is going to be a very fun tool. I'll let you know.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.